This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Protests are underway again in downtown Denver against racism and police violence. Mayor Michael Hancock says he will march with protesters tonight. Many staged a die-in at the Capitol today, lying face down on the ground with their hands behind their backs, mimicking the position George Floyd was in, with a Minnesota police officer kneeling on his neck. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers has set a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting tonight through Monday morning. Southers says it's in response to conflicts between police and protesters and not meant to discourage protesting.
I'm hoping that citizens who really do want to protest, want to do it safely and peacefully, will understand that after 10 o'clock is not the time to do it.
The Rapids are resuming play after COVID-19 forced a postponement. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
The Major League Soccer Players Association says it has ratified a new labor deal from the league that will last through 2025. As part of that agreement, the vote also finalizes a deal for the league to begin playing games again, a 26-team World Cup-style tournament that is set to start in July in Orlando. So at least for now, there's no timeline for the Rapids to return to Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City for home games, just yet. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
There is a chance of thunderstorms along the Front Range overnight. Currently in Denver, we are seeing a few showers. You're listening to CPR News.